USA Radio News.
Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. It comes just a few weeks after a case of polio was detected in Rockland County, located north of the city. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally.
Wastewater sampling for disease surveillance is really, really important. We saw that for COVID, and we're now seeing its utility for polio. It becomes really useful to note.
Epidemiology professor Dennis Nash. The state health commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, said in a statement, the best way to keep adults and children polio-free is, quote, through safe and effective immunization. This is USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
FBI agents who searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home Monday remove 11 sets of classified documents, including some marked as top secret and meant to be only available in special government facilities. This is all according to documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. Meanwhile, Representative Scott Perry is calling out the Attorney General.
Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania on Newsmax, has a problem with Attorney General Merrick Garland, as the reality of Mr. Garland's actions paint a different story.
That's not the impression anybody in America gets. They've watched this saga continue with Hunter Biden, and of course it goes right to President Biden. They've watched James Comey, Hillary Clinton. They've watched every single Democrat they know of, every single person on the left, get a pass for every single thing under the sun.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Muriel Bowser wrote a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin requesting for the second time that 150 D.C. National Guard members be deployed to the nation's capital to assist with the arrival of migrants. Thousands of migrants, some of whom have been bused from Texas and Arizona, have arrived in Washington, D.C. in recent months. Bowser's requested activation of the National Guard last month, but the Pentagon denied her on August 5th. In the new letter, Bowser clarified that the city would only need the National Guard for, quote, logistical support for a period of 90 days, at which point the situation could be reassessed. Three people are dead after a house exploded in southern Indiana. Officials have confirmed dozens of firefighters responded to the scene after a blast had occurred. The home where the explosion occurred was destroyed, and 39 other structures were damaged severely. The cause of the explosion is currently under investigation. A three-month-old baby has died after being left in a hot car in Washington, D.C. Authorities have confirmed this makes the 15th child to die from a hot car in the U.S. so far this year, according to the national nonprofit KidsAndCars.org. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.